Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
All right, here we go. Welcome in. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Got you for the next 2 hours. We've got a busy, busy, busy show coming up today. In about 10 minutes or so, we'll talk with Bernie Miklas. We'll talk a lot of things with him, including a fair amount about the St. Louis Cardinals. Later this hour, we'll talk with Russ Mitchell. He is the lead SEC columnist for College Football News. Next hour, speaking of college football, one of the great stories going on in the state of Missouri from a sports standpoint that we're not talking about enough and we need to be talking about is what's going on this year with Missouri State football down in Springfield. And I'll be the first to say it. When Missouri State announced that they were leaving the Valley, I was sad about it because I think most of us in St. Louis love the Missouri Valley Conference. And we look at it more from a basketball standpoint. But to see what Missouri State is doing in football as they join Conference USA, and just, it's incredible. It is incredible. And it's a great story. And Jacob Clark, their quarterback, is putting together a really, really good season this week, especially. He was just named the Manning Award Football Player of the Week. So Jacob Clark is going to join us at 7:05. Also coming up next hour, J.J. Weatherholt spoke to the assembled media via Zoom today, as did Bryson Motz. They won the player and pitcher, minor league player, minor league pitcher of the year awards respectively, and they did a Zoom session earlier today. We'll play back some of that audio. We had J.J. Weatherholt here on KMOX earlier today as well. You'll be able to hear that interview again during the Gas House Gang replay during the 8 o'clock hour, but a chance to hear a little something different from Motz and Weatherholt. And then also this week is our we'll run the Patrick Mahomes interview tonight. We don't have a whole – generally we do that a little bit later in the week, but – with this week, this is kind of a different week for us. Tomorrow is going to, man, I can't tell you how excited I am for tomorrow. It's going to be our 100-year anniversary special, and there's going to be coverage all day long, starting first thing at 5 o'clock in the morning and going all the way until when we get done at 6:30 leading into Thursday Night Football. You are going to hear voices from the past. You're going to hear voices of the present. We're going to have a lot of guests. Like, it's just going to be really, really cool. I have a feeling we're just going to be able to take what we do tomorrow and archive that thing. And it is going to be archived. But, I mean, it's just going to be, it's going to be awesome. So I can't wait to, we've all kind of got our own little small parts of it. And myself and Kevin Wheeler, we're going to be on tomorrow from 5 o'clock to 6:30 before Thursday Night Football. We've got some great stuff. It's going to be, sports is going to be a huge part of it throughout the day, especially during the second part of the day. And would encourage you to be tuned in that. And then we'll have a short show on Friday because of SLU basketball. So we'll get that Patrick Mahomes interview coming your way today. Speaking of baseball, there's a lot going on right now, and I'm still trying to kind of grasp and get a sense of how active, how busy this offseason is going to be for the industry. I think from a Cardinal standpoint, it is going to be. I think they're going to be able to pull off the moves that they want to pull off in terms of the players that they attempt to trade away, and they're going to find deals for those players. But the Cardinals are in somewhat of a unique spot compared to other teams in baseball, where they're very much in a seller's mode right now. And hopefully this is a mode that they are in this offseason, and it's not going to be a mode that they are in moving forward for many, 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 many years to come. We'll just have to wait and see on that one for sure. But with the looming lockout a year away, and the owners are going to lock out the players, that doesn't mean games are going to be missed, but on December 1st of next year, so in 54 weeks, 55 weeks, whatever it is, 54 weeks, we are going to see a lockout, and then they're going to have to work on the CBA, and there's already some like informal talks that are going on, but they're useless. They're useless because when you get the players and the owners together, you don't actually make headway until there's urgency for headway to be made. When you've got a full season of baseball in front of you, it's really easy to be the owners and believe in X, Y, and Z and dig in the mud on it. And if the player's the exact same side and just there be no willingness to compromise or anything like that, and you just start, speaking of mud, you just start slinging it back and forth at each other if things start to go poorly. That's what it. I understand that you can lay the groundwork. And I guess the one thing you can say is the early conversations, you can at least find out the areas that you are on the same page on, but you don't get a CBA done by being on the same page on things. You get the CBA done by being on different pages and finding a way to compromise or finding a way to, I'll give up this if you give up that. And that's not what's happening now. And with all due respect to the negotiators from both sides, that is not going to happen until the lockout starts and until probably they get closer to spring training report date, when there's actually going to be some true urgency. Because the only thing that can create urgency here is the potential of missing games. Because once you start missing games, real games, that's where money starts to get lost on both sides, where players start losing money because they're not getting paid, and where owners start to lose money because they're not opening up the gates and they don't have games to show on TV. So I don't want to spend this entire offseason with that dark cloud of the potential labor situation next year, but I can't be truthful in what I'm talking about if I don't bring it up. So there was a trade yesterday that was made between the Angels and the Orioles. I think that's a good sign. A major league, one for one type deal where Taylor Ward went to the Orioles and then right-hander Grayson Rodriguez went to the Angels. And I hope that is a sign that a lot of teams are open for business and there's going to be a lot of things that are happening. But until that actually does start to occur, I don't know if I believe that that can indeed happen. All right, we'll talk with Bernie Miklas. Got a few things to get with him. We've spent a lot of time together as he and I did Rush Hour Sports each of the last 2 days. I'm actually going to play him an audio clip when we come back and jump off from there. So Bernie Miklas joins us in just a moment as we roll on. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us today. It's one of my favorite times of the week when we bring in our good friend Bernie Miklas, who you hear all over KMOX, and of course you read him and you watch him over at STL Sports Central. He joins us right now. Bernie, always appreciate you being able to take a few moments with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going, man?
It's going all right. So I heard Bryson Motts, along with J.J. Weatherholt, were named the Cardinals minor league players and pitchers of the year today, and they did a Zoom call with reporters. And if you don't mind me starting this way, Bryson said something, and I want to play it for you and kind of get into it, because we spent time yesterday during Rush Hour Sports. You know, people always pushing back on, what are the Cardinals actually doing that make players better in the minor leagues, you know, under this new regime? And Motts is a guy who 2 years ago in 2024 at High A had a 5.18 ERA. And then this past year at AA Springfield, he had a sub-3 ERA. So, Bernie, I wanted to play this for you. This was Motts earlier today describing how it was different going into this year with the way the Cardinals were able to help him become a better version of himself.
I think we took some huge steps this year. Just from day one in camp, there was a very different vibe, and there was a lot of information being thrown at us early to make sure that when we entered the season, we knew what our strengths were, we knew what to play up, maybe the things that needed to come along first, so that way you had a structured order to work on things. And I think that set everyone up for success. And as this group continues to work with us and we develop better relationships, I think it'll only get stronger.
So there you go, Bernie. It's not us saying it anymore. It's a guy who just earned himself a spot on the 40-man roster.
You know, there's been so many testimonials like that. You know, there are testimonials that we haven't heard yet. But I keep saying, you keep saying, Kevin Wheeler keeps saying, Tom Ackerman keeps saying, that the transformation of this player development system and the way that they are now helping their prospects in every conceivable way, and it is a major initiative. It isn't just, well, throw the curveball more. You know, it's really deep. It's complex. It's got information galore. It's got solutions. It's got recommendations. It's got changes they need to make. And, you know, I get frustrated, as people know, because it doesn't matter how many times that this is discussed, to your point, you know, by the players themselves. You know, it's like, oh, you know, good old Camo X. Oh yeah, those guys are all, you know, they're gonna spread the propaganda. You know, it's the Cardinal station. You know, and it's just amazing to me that, you know, people won't listen to what the athletes say, and they won't listen or read to what people in other organizations say. That they think this is all like a PR campaign and it's a bunch of junk and there's nothing to it. I mean, it's just remarkable how petulant and stubborn so many people are about stuff like this.
It really is. The other thing that I wanted to get your thoughts on, there's a report coming out of Latin America, and the Cardinals can't confirm this. Mm-hmm. The international signing period won't be until the summertime, but a kid by the name of Emmanuel Luna, who is referred to as the Dominican Aaron Judge, has reportedly agreed with the Cardinals on a deal where he would make $2.3 million as a bonus. If that ends up being true, Bernie, that's another really good sign that the Cardinals early on in the Heim Bloom era are jumping in on some high-end international talent.
Yeah, I made a couple of I shouldn't say calls. I sent a couple text messages out today to find out more. You know, and the signing bonus could exceed $3 million. And listen, he's 16 years old. Now, I'm not saying it will, but people say, well, hey, 2.3, 2.5, it could actually be more. But I can't say that type thing. But the kid's 16 years old. The deal's in place, but he can't officially sign it until early next year. And they call him the Dominican Aaron Judge. It's not because he's like a 6'7" monster. He's like 6'3.5". He's a big kid, but just because of the natural power and the great swing and just the knowledge of hitting. And so, you know, once again, this represents, you know, Bill DeWitt has said, he said it you know, when Chaim Bloom was introduced, he said it before, and Chaim Bloom has said, it's like they really want to be more aggressive in terms of the international market. They want to be more ambitious. They want to go for some of the higher rated international prospects. And this is an example of like them backing up what they were saying, right? So the more talent they can add to the pipeline, the more better off they're going to be going forward. And this is what a rebuild's supposed to look like if it's being done right.
Last thing.
Adding talent, adding young talent, more young talent, more young talent, more young talent. And that's how it's supposed to go.
And you mentioned it in your article today, the shortage of power. And it's not just young talent. It's young talent that have power arms and power bats.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I was thinking about, well, you know, the fact they didn't put Pete Hansen on the 40-man roster. And I think he's a good pitcher, and I hope no one drafts him because he'd come back to their organization. But third-round pick, and he's like a finesse lefty. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think they really want to protect the power arms that they have in their prospect pool. They were going to give them the benefit of the doubt, and I can understand that because they really, really need to power up, like you said, not just at the plate but also on the mound.
Bernie, want to plug tomorrow? We're going to be together during the 5 o'clock hour for the KMOX 100-year special. Dan Dierdorf's going to be part of it. Some other folks are going to be part of it. Kevin Wheeler, myself,
awesome.
And you. I don't know about you. I am just so looking forward to tomorrow's programming.
I think it's going to be great. And it gives me a choice to just savor all of the years and all the time I've spent with KMOX and all the wonderful people I've worked with, Dan Dierdorf being lead among them, Ron Jacober, Randy Carricker, Kevin Wheeler, yourself, Bob Costas. I mean, I could just go on and on and on. I mean, it's just been remarkable. And I've been blessed to just have worked in such a classy place with such amazingly talented people, you know. Back in the day, John Carney, when Jack Buck, bless his heart, passed away, John Carney and I were in that old KMOX studio, the main studio, basically all night long, live radio, taking calls from Cardinals fans, reliving memories. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that made and still makes KMOX extremely special, you know, and I'll never forget that night. Now, it was a sad night for obvious reasons, but I'll never forget thinking, this is the way a radio station that serves the community, this is exactly the stuff that fans, listeners come to KMOX for because they know they can always count on a big moment being presented and discussed in a very meaningful way. And I was just so proud of KMOX that night.
As we let you go, can you share a little bit about our friends over at Saliga?
Absolutely. Saliga Heating and Cooling has been taking care of our family since, I'm going to just say 18 years now. We're just about there. And, of course, the Saliga family, four generations, including the current owner operator of the family business, Dan Saliga, the Saligas continuously been taking care of St. Louis family since 1927. I just find that remarkable. It's a beautiful thing. I can tell you what we have learned through all these years about Saliga Heating and Cooling. When you call them, they're going to come when they say they're going to come. They are going to. You can count on 100% honesty and integrity. You can count on the fact they know exactly what they're doing. They're not fumbling around. They find solutions. They can diagnose the problem, and they can fix it. And what they're going to do is try to fix it in a way that is less expensive to us. You know, and they're not going to try to talk us into something or twist our arms or upsell or, you know, just hustle us into something we don't need. They've never done that. And they never will do that. We trust them entirely. And they're just really, really great at what they do. So if you want to trust, you want a heating, an air conditioning heater business that you can trust, a home comfort business you can trust, this Daikin Comfort dealer is the one. Take it from me and take it from all the families that have been around, you know, still using Saliga for 20, 30, 40 years. If you want to find out more, including the phone number, just go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We're taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. Right now, very happy to welcome on to the program. He is Russ Mitchell. He covers college football and certainly a focus on the SEC for collegefootballnews.com. We had Pete Futag on yesterday. Just always mentioned to you the great website that collegefootballnews.com is. But Russ joins us right now. Follow him on Twitter at RussMitchellCFB. Russ, thanks for taking some time with us. How are you?
Matt, kicking tires, lighting fires. You had Pete on, and Pete's a genius, but he's boring. So look forward to entertaining your audience a little better.
All right. I will not comment on that because I love having Pete on, but let's get into where we're at right now with things right now around the SEC. Sure. Because, man, this Lane Kiffin thing, it seems like every day there is a new chapter to this. What do you think is going to actually end up playing out in this whole situation?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have talked to people in Oxford. I've talked to people in Baton Rouge, talked to people in Gainesville, and everybody's giving conflicting information. And you talk to the agents, and you know the only way you know they're lying is their mouth moves. So it's impossible to know what they're interested. I look at this from a very clear perspective in that I know people say you can win at Ole Miss, and it's true you can win at Ole Miss, but you can win a lot more often and a lot more consistently at either Florida or LSU than you can win at Ole Miss. And for people that talk about saying, well, the landscape has changed, yes, it has. And Ole Miss deserves a tremendous amount of credit for how they built out their NIL so quickly and how they were able to leverage that with Kiffin's genius at spotting talent. But like all things in life, the dust is going to settle in all this chaos that college football is in right now. It's going to be 3 or 5 or 6 years, but eventually this dust will settle. And when it does settle, the teams that have throughout history had more of an advantage because they have bigger stadiums, more fans, more money, those teams will go back to having the advantage in whatever it settles as. And that's not Ole Miss.
The reports are that... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I would say... So I expect him to leave.
Okay, yeah. And just to that end, the reports are that Ole Miss is willing to offer him whatever an LSU or a Florida might end up offering him, but it's more than just what he gets paid. It's more about what the program can utilize, where that's going to allow him to be more successful. Is that a correct way to put it?
Yes, and here's another way of thinking about it. And you got to just stop and remember who Lane is. And any one of your listeners who follows college football probably has a pretty good idea of Lane Kiffin. You probably have a friend like Lane Kiffin. And last week, Florida versus Ole Miss, Oxford, it was the most people at that stadium in the history. I mean, it was packed.
Yeah.
On the same day in Baton Rouge, where a terrible LSU team was playing just a horrific Arkansas team with only 2 wins and the worst defense in the country, there were more people that showed up in Death Valley to watch that game.
All right, so let's say he ends up at LSU and not Florida. Does that present a scenario where an Eli Drinkwitz gets a really long look in Gainesville?
Absolutely. In fact, I would say that if something, I'll even go on the record right now on your show, and I haven't said this anywhere else this week after several conversations I've had, I'll bet that whichever team of those two, Florida and LSU, loses out in the Kiffin sweepstakes, Drinkwitz will be the other one's choice, and it'll probably happen quickly.
So you don't give much of a possibility for Drinkwitz staying at Missouri?
I remember when Missouri joined the SEC, and everyone, including myself, thought that it would be difficult for Missouri moving into the SEC. And it's been so impressive watching what Missouri has been able to do since they joined. Now, you can argue they joined at a time when we're able to get into the East when the West was much stronger, and that's true, but that's life. Regardless of what conference division they were in, what side they were in, Missouri has done a superb job. And, you know, choosing Drinkwitz was a stroke of genius. He's a remarkable coach, and he's also done a great job at Missouri. But Missouri is not LSU. Missouri is not Florida. There are greater opportunities, more money. There's way more talent in the state of Louisiana. And I think Drinkwitz believes rightfully that he's of the caliber of coach that if he can get a spot at one of those top 10 programs, which, by the way, I wouldn't put Florida there, but LSU certainly is, that he could win national championships more regularly than he would at Missouri. So, yes, I think he would go.
Would you include Penn State in that conversation? Because he's been connected to Penn State. And for me, that just doesn't seem like a fit, but there's a lot of people who have connected him there.
I hope he does. If that opportunity presents itself, you know, I would put Penn State on a higher caliber than I would put Missouri. And by the way, this isn't anything personal. And if you're being objective about the program, Penn State is at another level higher. They can spend more money. They have more money coming in. Their NIL eventually, when everything settles, is going to be more significant. But, you know, with 12 teams in the playoff, Missouri, as we've seen them play in the SEC, has a very good chance of getting to the playoff. I think, again, as we talked about earlier, they have a lot more chances and a lot more consistently in the Big Ten at with Penn State than you would at Missouri in the SEC.
We are continuing to talk with Russ Mitchell, part of the team at collegefootballnews.com, at Russ Mitchell CFB on Twitter. This SEC tiebreaker situation, as we start to look at who might be playing in the SEC championship game, this is about as convoluted as it gets, isn't it?
Okay, we're not even going to talk about it because I didn't do well enough in math to be able to go into all of the details. But particularly when you think head-to-head should be really the only thing that matters. And when you have a circumstance where you could see, you know, a team that beat, like Alabama that beat Vandy, and if they end up with the same schedule, somehow Vandy gets in, it makes my head spin. So how many teams, and I know we're just guessing, we still have weeks to go, but how many teams do you expect the SEC to get in?
Three or four to the college football playoff?
Four.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're looking at all things being equal, if teams continue. A&M, Georgia, and Ole Miss are the three definites,
sure,
probably out of the SEC, which means you're then looking at four to potentially make, and I'll explain why I say four, to come in off the cusp for that fourth spot. Oklahoma, Alabama, Vandy, or Texas. Texas would have three losses, but the one loss they have is to that's out of conference was to Ohio State. And one thing that the networks have been trying to drive is they want more competitive games in September. And the whole point of the committee is that they're supposed to look not just at the numerical number, but who the losses were against and where they were. So it would really hurt college football if Texas gets left out. But
yeah,
if Texas beats A&M and does it well, and you let in, say, Alabama with the fifth spot if the SEC gets five. Oklahoma's going to get the fourth spot if they win out because they beat Alabama and Alabama. They'd have the same record, and that head-to-head, they'd get that. So if you were putting Alabama, Vandy, and Texas next to each other, and if they win out and Texas has a big win against A&M, and you say you're going to give it to Alabama, you give it to them because they beat Vandy. But if you're going to give it to Alabama because Texas has one extra loss, and that was back in September in the first weekend against Ohio State, then you're doing exactly the opposite of what the networks want, is to promote these this competition at the beginning of the season. And if you're a college football fan, you don't want that either, because you want big games in September.
Yeah, didn't the committee, though, say something about Texas when they dropped them seven spots? I mean, that when they go from 10 to 17 with that loss, it's hard for them to rebound. I feel like the committee is telling us what they think about Texas with a seven-spot drop.
Matt, don't go throwing reason into this. This is just strictly entertainment. I agree. I agree. And they did get handled by Georgia. I mean, there was a point in that game where I think when Texas scored that touchdown, made it 17-10 midway through the third quarter, where with the two fourth down attempts and the onside kick, I don't think Texas touched the ball for 15 minutes gameplay. I mean, it was amazing domination, and Texas didn't quit, but Georgia rolled over them, held them to 23 yards rushing. I mean, it was a dominant performance. But Sanford Stadium is a heck of a place to play, which again is probably why you choose Alabama for the fifth spot if the SEC gets one, because Alabama beat Georgia in Georgia.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, three is the minimum, five is probably the maximum, and it's going to be fun to see how it ends up playing out for sure. He is Russ Mitchell. He is the lead SEC columnist to College Football News. You need to be reading collegefootballnews.com every single day. They do a fantastic job covering the sport. Russ, thank you so much for your time. We will talk to you again down the line.
Matt, lots of love to all the people out there, and keep an eye on Oregon this weekend. Should be a great game.
Awesome. Very good. Russ Mitchell joining us at Russ Mitchell CFB on Twitter. So make sure to follow everything that he's got going on. In terms of Oregon, the number 7 team in the college football playoff rankings poll, they match up against number 15 USC. So it sounds like a little prediction that Oregon might not just win, but roll against USC. Well, we will watch and see if Russ gets that one right. Right now, we have to take a break, and we'll wrap up the hour coming up in just a moment. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it for just a few minutes here in hour number one. In hour number two, we have a very, very, very busy hour. Just after the 7 o'clock news, we're going to be joined by Missouri State quarterback Jacob Clark, who today was named the Manning Award National Quarterback of the Week. He set a program record this past week and with 30 pass completions in the win against UTEP. He threw for 330 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions, as Missouri State got their fifth straight Conference USA victory. It's really, really remarkable what they are doing their first year at the FBS level. They're trying to find themselves into a bowl game. When you transition into a new level, you're not postseason eligible. They petitioned the NCAA. Also, if there's enough bowl games where there's not enough bowl eligible teams, they then go to those teams that are not postseason eligible. One less bowl game this year than last year, I understand. They got rid of one, so that's two teams less than would be needed. But hoping that they're 7-3 and 5-1 in Conference USA. You're not supposed to go from FCS to FBS and just all of a sudden be 5-1. It is a remarkable story. So we're going to talk with their quarterback, Jacob Clark. He's going to join us coming up next hour. So also next hour, we'll hear more from J.J. Weatherholt and more from Bryson Motz. Each of those individuals, again, if you didn't hear the news today, really cool for them. Nice honors. They were named the Minor League Player and Minor League Pitcher of the Year in the Cardinals organization, respectively. They met with a group of us in the media on Zoom today, and you'll be able to hear a lot of what they had to say. Now, JJ did an exclusive interview with us here at KMOX during the Gas House Gang, and we always have our Gas House Gang replay during the 8 o'clock hour. So I didn't want to take audio from the Gas House Gang interview because you'll hear that whole interview during the 8 o'clock hour. You maybe haven't heard some of what they said during the Zoom media conference. So that's why we're going to go with that. And also coming up next hour, we'll hear from Patrick Mahomes, his weekly conversation with our sister station, 96.5 The Fan, there in Kansas City. Major League Baseball today announced their new media rights, and it's going to look different here moving forward. ESPN is still very much involved, but not with Sunday Night Baseball. They have a rework deal that actually includes out-of-market streaming rights. So if you're somebody who has been subscribed to MLB.tv to watch games other than Cardinals games, that subscription is now actually going to go through ESPN. I guess for at least the time being, the games would still be available on the MLB app and MLB.tv, but that's something that's going to be funneled through ESPN. ESPN's also getting into the local rights games, where they are going to have the local rights for five or six teams in Major League Baseball, and that's something that they would like to do more of. NBC and Netflix are coming into the deal. NBC is going to be the new home of Sunday Night Baseball. It's going to be interesting how this ends up playing out, because there are times in the baseball season where there's going to be a football conflict and also a basketball conflict, because now NBC is in bed with the NBA, but they want to have basically 12 months a year owning Sunday night when it comes to sports. So baseball fills in for that. But we're used to seeing Sunday Night Baseball every single week on ESPN. And I would assume now some of these Sunday night games during the football and the basketball crossover, those games will just be on Peacock and not be available on NBC. And also the new NBC Sports Network that just went live recently. Netflix is getting involved. Netflix is going to have Home Run Derby. Netflix is going to have a couple additional games. And I guess Netflix is also going to be very involved when it comes to opening day. So unfortunately for some fans, that means that's going to be a new subscription if you want to see things. But that's kind of the world we're living in right now when it comes to streaming. And it's very similar to when things came off free TV and went to cable, and all of a sudden you had to get your cable subscriptions. Now things are moving from cable to streaming services, and you have to move from the cable system to the streaming service. It's not great. It costs money. Not everybody has a lot of disposable income, but that is that's the world that we're living in right now. So that's the basic information. It's going to look very different nationally what it looks like here moving forward for Major League Baseball national broadcast. We'll take a break. We got more coming up after the 7 o'clock news right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.